Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Nick Northam, who recently retired as the EVP for Interstate Hotels and Resorts. And on a personal level, Nick was my boss when I worked for Marriott International. Nick, as you know, for nearly 17 years now at New Leaf, we focus on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start there by telling us a little bit more about yourself and what you do, what you did, and who you serve. So over to you, Nick, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Sure. Thanks, Paul. Great to catch up again after all this time. Yes, as you say, I'm very fortunate. I have just retired. I've spent the last 40 years working in the hotel and hospitality industry. I've been lucky to have worked for and with many fantastic organizations such as Marriott, Intercontinental Hotels, Whitbread. And as you said, for the last 6 years of my career, I was Executive Vice President for Interstate International. And I was responsible for the UK, Western Europe, and also Eastern Europe. Interstate is the largest third-party hotel management company in Europe. And when I was with them, we had around 140 hotels. And they are also part of Ambridge, which is maybe a name you're more familiar with in the United States. So Interstate is Ambridge's European arm, and Ambridge is the largest third-party management company in the world, in the world of hotels. So I've been very fortunate to have had some great organizations and you know, learnt an awful lot of stuff along the way. I just thought I'd share with you just two or three things that I think have been sort of core to me as I've gone through my career. Hospitality is a people business, and leadership of large numbers of people is absolutely critical for our customers and the business as a whole. And the people are to a large extent the actual product that you are selling. So having highly motivated, well-led team is basically a core business fundamental. So three key areas I just want to focus on: respect, coaching, and communication. Respect, my mantra has always been, treat people with respect and in the way that you would like to be treated. This breeds loyalty, it breeds trust, engagement, and motivation. Every job is critical to the successful running of a hotel, whether you're the general manager or the dishwasher on the breakfast shift. In fact, in the short term, the dishwasher's job is far more important than the general manager's, because breakfast will grind to a halt and you have an awful lot of unhappy customers if that person doesn't do their job. So you have to treat everybody with that respect, that they are responsible. They are a key component to the hotel operating effectively and efficiently and smoothly for the customer. And honesty and integrity are key to respecting your team and your organization. And if you or your team lack these basic core fundamentals, you will never lead a team with any degree of credibility. It is, however, a two-way street. I think that's the other point as well. You know, if you've made the wrong decision, act decisively and move on, because otherwise you are not actually giving everybody in the rest of the organization who is working 100% their due respect. So the second thing is coaching. And I think organizations that invest in coaching and developing people will reap huge rewards. I think give people clear career paths with clear goals to grow within the organization. I think invest resources in helping people to achieve those goals and support them, coach them on that journey. I think feedback is a key component to coaching, letting people know how they're doing. Don't let people just drift aimlessly. Give them direction and help them adjust course if necessary. I think that's really key. And I think giving people mentors is also a great form of coaching, both for the mentor and also for the mentee, in terms of developing and growing people. I think you'll reap huge rewards from doing that. And then finally, communication. For a business to grow and thrive, communication is absolutely critical. And ensuring leaders and teams know where the business is going, how the business is doing, to ensuring buy-in to everybody's success in the future. The two and a half years of the pandemic was a particularly difficult period in the hotel and hospitality world. And open and honest communication, particularly when difficult decisions were being made, was absolutely critical. And I'm a great fan personally of the balanced scorecard, a very visual way of showing how your business is doing against the key metrics in the hotel world, profitability, market share, customer and employee satisfaction. I'm sure that that is transferable across multiple businesses. And I think seeing, so everyone can see how the hotel is doing, and then equally departmental scorecards that are broken down to show people really how can my individual department, how can I impact an overall, the overall performance of the department and the hotel. So I think in summary, Paul, I think respecting your people, coaching and developing your people, and communicating clearly all drive great business results. Great to talk to you. Thank you.
Well, Nick, on behalf of everyone who watches these, and as you know, they've become very, very popular, I just want to say a big thank you for your insights to help people and organizations be their best. And I know I've shared this with you, Nick, but I can definitely say that you're the best leader that I've ever had the honor and pleasure to work with. And just as a reminder to our subscribers, before you sign off, make sure that you check out the events page of our website for the complimentary sessions that we offer on a pretty regular basis. Nick, could I offer you, in true English style, could I offer you a virtual handshake?
Absolutely.
Great to see you,
Nick. Lovely to talk to you, Paul. Thanks very much indeed. Cheerio.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.